How do you think competition is going for you out there?
Yeah, it's going well. I mean, we at least in the receiver room, we got a great group. You know, we're always working and just trying to encourage each other. So we're just going out there, try to produce, try to perform, and just do our job, really.
How do you feel that you, how your camp has gone as far as both as a receiver and special teams?
At least for me, in my position, you know, our special teams is going to be a big thing as well. So, you know, whether I'm a line out wide at receiver or I'm running down covering kicks or punts, you know, I just try to give them my all. You know, just try to show that I am versatile, that I can do multiple things, you know, and that I can be on the field.
How long have you been returning kicks and doing it kind of at a high level?
I started returning kicks since rec ball. That was kind of something natural. I've always been kind of a faster guy. So, you know, they just kind of threw me back there early. But I did have some success in high school and in college with it. And hopefully I can keep that and carry it over to this level.
Can you walk us through the play with Manziel, the catch, that 37-yarder?
It was a naked play. I was on the backside. I just had the deep post. It was a great throw by him. You know, he was rolling towards left, and he was throwing with his right arm. So, you know, just for him to even get it out there, you know, I just tried to make a play for him, you know, try to track it down and got the conversion.
You had mentioned earlier the special teams. What do you think it's going to take for you to make this and end up making this team?
I really don't know. You know, that's not really for me to say. You know, just wherever they do line me up, I just try to produce. You know, give them my all, do my 1-11 on the field. You know, just leave the rest in their hands.
Sorry. You talked about the naked bootleg by Johnny. That wasn't by design, right? That was him just improvising, or was it?
No, it was by design, but I was just probably the last progression within it. You know, he just saw me downfield, chucked it up, and I was fortunate enough to go track it down.
What's it like with him back there? Because, I mean, not all of it's going to be by design. As much as we saw late, when he threw the one to Bibbs, it was called back.
Yeah,
As a receiver, you never give up, right?
When we get into situations like those, you know, just kind of got to play ball. Mm-hmm. You know, your instincts kind of kick in. It's kind of like being in the backyard a little bit, you know. You know, whether you have a certain route and you see him scrambling, you know, you just try to find a lane for him to just try to get him a target.
You worry, I mean, he's I know you weren't here last year, but he seems to be progressing a little mm-hmm. bit. As a player, are you a little concerned about this elbow thing?
No, I mean, we all have nicks and bruises, but I mean, that just comes with the game. You know, I'm really not too sure what his deal is, but he's out here working every day. You know, it doesn't seem to affect him, so.
What was your mindset like coming in here and do a rookie camp, even knowing if you'd be on the team by
yeah.
the weekend?
Yeah, I was a trial guy. So just try to stand out. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, at least when I first came here, I think there were 50 trial guys, and you're not going to get too many reps. And even still, you're not going to get too many reps. So the reps that you do have, you just got to produce, you know, try to perform, try to catch a coach's eye out here.
What's it like with Taylor Gabriel, was a tryout guy last year, too?
Yeah.
Does he talk to you, or at the same time you're competing against him, so maybe he doesn't talk to you?
No. He definitely does, you know, and whenever I have questions, you know, he's always helpful to answer. You know, just asking him how he went through the whole process and how he wound up making 53 and really performing well last year. You know, I'm just always trying to pick his brain along with the rest of the receivers as well.
What do you have to know as a tryout guy? Where is that crossover point where you realize I'm not a tryout guy, that I can actually be out here?
Even though I was a trial guy, I never had that mindset. You know, I kind of took that approach day one. You know, just to try to be professional, try to do my job. You know, even though I was a trial, you have to have that mindset that you're going to make a 53, and that you're going to be out here, and that you can compete, and that you can produce.
Did you know by the end of that tryout weekend that you were going to make the team? Like, were you confident?
I feel as though that I'm always confident. So, you know, you have to be at this stage. So, you know, I feel as though that I put forth my best effort, and, you know, I just leave the rest in the coach's hands. I just control the controllable. You know, that's all I really can do at this point.
Some of the other younger receivers you talked about, like Brian Hartline mm-hmm. and Andrew Hawkins, yeah. kind of helping them out. Has that been the case with you too?
Definitely. You know, guys who've been in the league, who've been around. You know, I mean, I have played some football before, but I'm new to this level. So, any small details that I can to try to perfect my routes or try to do something to get open or hand placement on balls. You know, it's always a positive. You know, just to get that feedback.
What kind of feedback do they give you? What's it like?
Yeah, just like trying to make all your routes look the same. So you know, so you don't give the DB a tip on whether you're breaking here or you're going deep or it's a short or long ball. So just trying to stay consistent. You know, as I was saying before, just standing out really.
How challenging is it going against that secondary every day in practice?
And yeah.
You are trying to make it.
It's very challenging, but at the same time, I feel as though it's making me a better player as well. You know, we have a great defense, so just being able to go against those guys. You know, not just the ones, but the twos and threes as well. You know, at least on the perimeter, you know, we have great corners and safeties that I face each day. So, you know, just being able to get that good work and get forth my best effort, and just knowing that they're doing the same, you know, it's great for our team.